Item six, consider and take possible action on staff recommendation for change in structure of special board meetings.
Okay, this is an FYI to provide the board with some options about how you interact with your current investment managers over the course of the year. The way we do this today is we schedule three special board meetings over the course of the year where basically we try and hold those meetings for nothing but updates from the existing investment managers. Typically 40 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes a manager. You hear from about five managers. It's a marathon session. You get a lot of depth of information about what each organization is doing. But it does somewhat limit the number of managers we can hear from in a given year. It limits us to about 15 in reality. We're at 30 plus managers and 40 plus strategies today. So in thinking about how the board spends its time conducting due diligence on the existing investment managers, I've pondered this a little bit, spoken with a lot of the peers at other systems around the state, and come up with a couple of options that are here for alternatives. The board can keep the current structure. You can engage in any one of these alternatives. You can slice and dice it however you want. If you're comfortable with the information you're getting today, you're probably done with this discussion. If you'd like a little bit different style of information, we can take a look at some other options. The other options I laid out here were, if you're comfortable with the structure you have today, if you're comfortable with the individual presentation style, but you're not comfortable with probably only hearing from managers once every two and a half years, the simplest approach would be to add additional special board meetings. I know the board's time is valuable, and adding a fourth or fifth special board meeting is probably somewhat of a challenge. Some of the other options would be to, instead of doing individual manager presentations, take some of those special board meetings, convert them to panel discussions, where you bring in two, three, four of your investment managers and have them talk about a common theme. Now, this could be a macroeconomic theme, commodities, risk of inflation, what's going on with liquidity in the markets, or can center around an asset class. You can bring in your large cap value manager in Rubico, your large cap growth manager in Delaware, a small cap value manager, a small cap growth manager, and just have them talk about what's going on in the equity markets and have them debate different topics relevant to the equity markets. You can do the same thing in fixed income, so you're hearing where everybody is positioned on interest rate, duration, risks in the bond market, that sort of thing, but hear from them in a panel discussion format. That's obviously a significant departure from the way you've interacted with the managers historically, but it is a way to hear from more of your investment managers and how their ideas overlap, enhance each other, or contradict each other, and inform the board in a different way there. The other option we laid out here is something that a couple of systems do, and that's do offsite meetings or retreats. These would be in the form of probably once a year offsite, and offsite could literally mean across the street. It doesn't have to be at a resort or anything like that. It's just a different location. These would be open public meetings. But you set aside pretty much a whole day to a day and a half to discuss any investment-related topics that the board wants to hear about. These could be, again, some of the panel discussions. You could bring in outside economic speakers to give you a broader sense of what's going on. You could probably try to bring in some key industry figures to explore some spaces that the board is not currently invested in, or something that individual board members are interested in, but for whatever reason didn't rise up to an agenda item over the course of the year. That's probably the most radical departure from what you're doing today. But there are a couple of county systems who engage in this. And the feedback I've gotten from the CIOs has been uniformly positive that this creates a different type of discussion at the board level. So these are just a couple of options that the board can look at when talking to the managers next year. If you're comfortable with the current approach, we can keep the current approach. It just, you're not going to hear from as many of your managers as you once were able to in a time cycle.
If I remember right, I'm not sure I do, the only county system, Retirement Act 37 system, that has a separate investment board is LA County. Am I correct on that?
I believe so.
I think that's right. So let's just assume that's right. So of the other 19, whatever it is, number of systems, Do they all have the same fiduciary obligation as we do, either by law or by their own construct, in
yes.
terms of oversight of investments and being ultimately responsible for the performance of the funds and so forth?
Yes.
So in those systems that have changed from bringing managers in and having them go through their rote reports and spinning the result one way or the other, if they've changed and gone to like a panel thing or some other format, did they do that and do anything else in terms of structure to ensure that they were maintaining the fiduciary obligation?
I know of at least one system that went to the retreat structure, and instead of bringing in their managers for presentations, they basically delegated that to the consultant. The consultant is responsible for meeting with the current investment managers and reporting back to the board on a quarterly basis of any concerns. So that...
See, that's what I think. I'm looking at it, having just done the on-site with Milliman, right? And I'm thinking, well, we bring in these managers, and they send us very nice detailed information, lots of footnotes, lots of nuanced discussion about why this, that, the other thing, all the disclaimers that typically come with trying to predict markets. And it's fatiguing, right? And I'm new, right? I'm the newest. Right?
So
it's
kind of like getting old, that argument.
2 years. So I'm just, so my reaction coming in, parachuting into this is, there may well be a better way to do it. I find it fatiguing, and I also think that by the fourth, fifth, or sixth hour of that, you're kind of ground down, and you kind of know what you're going to hear. You can almost script the dialogue, and I don't know at the end. I'm sure on paper, careful what I say here, I'm sure it meets the fiduciary standards that we would have to meet in terms of oversight. I mean, you can only do so much in the course of 12 or 24 months.
Yeah.
But it strikes me that really maybe that, the keeping a leash on managers and reporting and being more aggressive is what the investment consultant should do and report back with maybe more insight or stronger recommendations one way or the other, so that we're not tasked with just being left with all of those decisions. And then you could use that panel format to get something more beneficial.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest concern I have with the current structure is it ends up being a fairly rote exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's not highlighting for the board where areas of concern are. You're hearing from all the managers on a fairly regular basis. It's great for getting updates, but you're spending the same amount of time with a firm that has no problems as you are with a firm that has problems. And some of these other areas you could go to more of an exception reporting, where if the consultant flags that there's a problem, boom, that manager comes in and talks to the board. It's a different structure than what you had historically.
So. In your panel discussions, is there more than one manager sitting at the panel?
Yeah.
Are there multiple?
What I have in mind would be multiple managers on a given panel, yes. So you're hearing divergent viewpoints on a single topic.
Okay, and these would be competing managers?
Yeah. These would be existing managers, but yes, competing managers. So if we're talking about what's going on in the fixed income marketplace, there would be Lord Abbott and Goldman Sachs and PIMCO up here talking about what's going on in that space and how they're positioning portfolios and how they are different from each other and why they're different from each other.
Richard? I liken the panel concept to more of a conference type of issue. And I'm not sure the panel concept allows us to meet the fiduciary. I mean, the reason we talk to individual managers is because we have an individual contract with them and expectations of them. And so I'm thinking that's where our conversation needs to be focused. Clearly, we have the current system, I fully agree, start falling asleep at the end of the day. But that works for everything we do. Quite frankly, I think. All right. So, but no, I mean, at the end of the day, we haven't had a finger snapper here for a while, but we've had that, but I'm intrigued because I think it'd be great knowledge to have our equity people talking about where the market's going and stuff like that. But if I have a problem with, any one of the managers, I'm thinking we need to talk about it. And I really see, we can certainly delegate this responsibility to other people, meaning Tim, because that's how I really see Tim's job is here, is because to help us share the work that's involved with it, and also the consultant. But I'm not sure that it's a good idea to rely totally on them. I mean, it'd certainly be a better meeting if we could talk about how we think the markets are going to go next month and next year. You know, but that's, I think our job is the manager doing what our goal is for them? Are they meeting the nut? You know, the yes, no, the report and everything. I think that's where we need to push on this stuff and our expertise. And does Tim need more help to do it further because we have so many managers? But if you delegate it, and I have no problems with delegating somebody like Bob Helson or something like that, but you run the fear, what if it goes, you know, what if people aren't paying attention for a few minutes? And that occurs. We've had managers who've gone off deck a little bit, you know what I mean, decided they were going to go up river instead of down river. I think we have to share that responsibility. It should be up to us to ask the questions, like, and we have done that many times here. We have a manager in, and why did you do this? And let me tell you, their answer either cooked their goose or saved their goose.
Well, okay. But on that point, I think that I do think that we do that now. At least my observation is that we do that now anyway. And I don't think, well, Tim can speak for himself, but I don't think Tim is suggesting that in the instance where we do get information or become aware that a manager is not performing, that we wouldn't do what we would typically do, which is, you know, get a detailed report, maybe put them on watch, do an on-site, do the things you typically do if you had a problem manager anyway. I'm just thinking that primarily, and you're right, it's Tim's function, but primarily he's got what I would view as a significantly outsourced extension of the CIO function in what Milliman does for us, and that their job has to be to ride herd's the wrong word, but to closely monitor the managers. We can't do that, and we're not going to do it on a 24-month cycle. These guys come in, they're very polished. We've seen that. They're all, most of them, I should say, are very polished. I don't consider that I'm going to be able to always know or have an insight. And I do rely on a Milliman. I do rely on those folks to flag issues and bring that to us. So I think you can kind of have it both ways. I mean, I think you can have a very active investment consultant who's managing and doing what we do now, which is flagging problem managers. If there's a problem, it's brought to our attention. If it's severe enough, we do an on-site. We put them on watch. We do whatever we need to do. And yet we can move away from the 24-month cycle and maybe get to issue-specific discussions that might actually matter to us in terms of how we go about making decisions. I mean, I don't understand the fixed income space all that well.
So what are you suggesting here? Because we're talking about changing, not keeping it the same.
Right. Well, I'm suggesting, at least for me, I like the approach of moving away from the rote presentations that are well packaged by our managers and force us to climb through them and figure it out, and to continue to rely and maybe to more emphatically make it clear to our investment consultant that we're relying on them to closely monitor managers so that we can have the right early warning system so then we can take the action we need to take. Because we would do that anyway.
Well, we currently do that. But the format that we're operating with, as I understand it, and I agree, is exhausting. And 2 years is a long time.
Right.
You know, we had debate in the past about if they weren't in trouble in any way, we wouldn't talk to them. And then people got a little, oh, no, maybe we better talk to them. But, you know, if we could maybe focus it. I'm just afraid we're going to discharge it all and say, oh, no, we're just here to talk about how it would go out there in the future. Because I don't see a panel discussions or outside experts. I see that conference-like, not meeting with your investment manager. That, you know, it's. I think it's important, the one-on-one in it. I think it's important. But we certainly need a fix to our current system. I don't agree.
Yeah. you mentioned something that I haven't seen us do, and I think might help in covering presentations when we have our special board meetings. And that is limiting those that are good or even excluding them. You have a comfortable feeling that it's really good. You don't see anything happening in the next year that's going to make a shake, saying, okay, you guys get a bye this week, so I mean this year, and we'll bring you in next year, and then backfill so that we can cover more, giving you the authority to say okay or not okay about coming. I think that's one way that we could get to more managers over the year that we need to get to. That's one thing that that's one thing that I thought about that I think would happen, would be good. The other is I think maybe we could add a special board meeting, one or two a year, where we see, if necessary, see them. I like that format. I like seeing them come. I like knowing them, because then when I go to SACRS or I go to a conference, Congress of Institutional Investors, or I go someplace, I see them. And I can do an individual talking one-on-one. I pick up more information at times like that that I can then bring back to you and say, this is what I hear going on. And then you can do the running on it. And if it is something that needs attention, you've got a heads up and can run through it. And I know 90% of the time you probably hear it way before I hear it. But still, it's an added step in there that I like. And you mentioned strategies. I really like the idea of being educated on strategies, different strategies and how they work, and different investments. And I would give time to hear that. And we've done it on occasion, brought in somebody to educate us on, like cybersecurity. We brought in people to educate us on that, and private equities brought in people to educate. So that's kind of where I am with all of it. I'm giving you authority to say, hey, we don't need to see these people this year, to limit it, and then bring in the ones that we need to see, and giving them 30 minutes, or if less, giving them 15, or more than, you know, this is a board, something that the board, adding a special meeting or two during the year just specifically for seeing our funds. And doing a strategies thing for education. That's where I am with those three things. I don't know how the other board reacts, but that's where I am.
Respond to Jerry before we continue to discuss there. I like where you're going with that in terms of flag the managers where there's a concern. The only issue I have with that particular approach is if you're only ever seeing managers when they're under duress, you don't have that body of knowledge. Right now, right. You have the body of knowledge behind each firm. So when they become under duress, you have a little bit more context. What I'm trying to find here is a more efficient way to provide the board with context, and then certainly if the manager is having problems, they need to be here front and center explaining themselves. That doesn't go away. I make that very clear. That does not go away. What I'm trying to get at here is there a more efficient way to for the board to develop a greater context about how their managers are operating, how they interact with each other?
Well, unfortunately, I see that involving more time by the board, and I don't see of any other way.
You can have more presentations. I don't think that deepens and broadens the board's understanding of how these things work together.
All right.
I certainly think there's a number of hybrid approaches that can work here, depending on where the board wants to head with this. But if we go to the offsite, that does tend to be the more strategic, forward-looking initiatives that probably. You can deal with some of your existing managers, and you can have panel discussions embedded in an offsite. Mm-hmm. But that's probably more forward-looking. The panel discussions, you are hearing from live existing managers about how they're different from each other, about where they disagree, where they agree. That, to me, builds a better body of knowledge for the board.
I agree.
The one-on-one presentations is probably most effective when there's a specific issue, organizationally, personnel, performance, that needs to be addressed. It can't be addressed in comparison to anybody else. It just needs to be addressed in isolation. And really just kind of divvying up those things, to me, makes a lot of sense. You got a problem, it's a one-on-one presentation. You want to understand how folks are working together, a panel discussion. You want to talk bigger picture, where we want to head over the next 5 years, offsite.
Mm-hmm. What's the reason of offsite versus doing it here? Just a mentality sort of?
Yeah, it's a mentality shift. It really is. You're somewhere else. You're out of your element. You're there to discuss bigger topics. You're probably only talking about investment topics that day. You're not having conflicting, or you're not switching from investments to benefits to legal to et cetera. You're kind of dedicating that one block of time for this broader discussion. And it's, the presentations will probably build on one another. And I'll be solicited from board members. What do you want to hear about? What are you concerned about? Who can we bring in from existing managers, from prospective managers, from academia to bring you up to speed? And I agree with Richard, a lot of that is what you get out of conferences. This would be custom tailored to what this board wants.
Right.
Rusty, then John, then Louis.
Oh, you said a lot of what I wanted to say, Sam, already. We have an investment policy. It's basically the CIO, and then I presume also Milman, monitors our fund managers against to make sure that they're in compliance with. And we have side letters that go along with the policy in case there's something unique about them. And then we have quarterly reports, too, that report on how those fund managers are doing overall. If there's any red flags, we seem to bring them up in our discussion during the quarterly report meeting and decide whether or not to put them on or take them off the list, the watch list. But so I feel like there is some oversight already being done by you, Tim, and Milliman to watch out for our best interest in the system. Fund managers are performing up to par. And if they aren't, then it's brought up in those meetings. So they have the panel, or not the panel meetings, but the special board meetings the way we have seem somewhat redundant. And it is rote, of course, and leads to boredom, and doesn't seem to accomplish a lot. So I like to propose that we keep those same board meetings, but change the format to, as you proposed, bring in the fund managers, but in a panel discussion to talk about whatever each size of board we want to hear them talk that during those times. And then again, if there are any trouble fund managers out there, we can schedule another time. Maybe the same day is the special board meeting or whenever else we decide to address them on a one-on-one. And then I like the off-site conference once a week, not just address the investment side, but the administrative side of the system, if possible. Just to review where we came from and where we want to go for the next year. It's a matter of setting goals and accomplishing them.
So can I ask for clarification on that? So are you suggesting that we keep the same board meetings but not use them to have the investment managers come in unless there's an issue?
Well, have them come in as a panel.
Oh, so you are. Okay, you are going panel.
So we'll
okay.
still see them.
Okay.
We're not cutting them off, but we're going to see them in a different format, okay. Not to come here and report what we already know.
I just didn't get that. Thank you.
But hear them in a different format where they're sitting shoulder to shoulder with their other competitors, perhaps, and hear their points of view of where the market's going and why they chose this strategy over somebody else's strategy.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. John?
I think I'm more paralleling Richard. I found it of great value to have people come in, particularly in the non-public funds that we're part of, in investments, and describe what it is we actually do, going through the buildings we own, going through the shopping centers, going through the distressed property. I find that of great value. I also think panels, at least in the way we're describing them now, are natural at a conference. I think all of us attend a cross-section of conferences, hearing macro impressions on whether interest rates are easing up or down and the stock market's getting better or worse. As a practical matter, you're surrounded by it all the time. It's in conferences all the time. I don't find that of any great value. It's knowing what it is we own that's of value to me. So I like the idea. I like what we in general do now. I wouldn't object to more, one or two more days, if we need one or two more days, to in a reasonable way deal in particular with the privately held investments that we own, the non-public ones. My own reaction would be to stay away from panels. I guess the last point, on-site, off-site, this has a natural give-and-take feel to it, this structure, this grouping. Going somewhere, we're in a much larger auditorium, and somebody is sitting up in front talking to the group. My sense is it becomes much more of a sort of a college lecture than it is a give and take. And that's the risk, at least my perspective, in going off-site.
Well, I like what you're saying about the panel discussion. I think if we do the panel discussion, I'd still like to see the quarterly meetings with managers that are having problems, okay, that you see are having problems, so to talk to them. If the manager's doing good, I mean, we bring him here on a quarterly basis, he's telling us he's doing good, we know he's doing good, but we have managers we don't see that are on watch. We should be seeing the managers on watch. So I think doing your panel discussions plus doing quarterlies with managers that are on watch that you see that we need to talk to.
Okay.
I think Will was
Will.
First.
So being new, I don't have any memory really or experience. No, I'm not going down that road.
How'd you get this gig?
No, I'm just kidding.
No memory or experience.
About experience, really, I've watched a lot of these, as you guys call them, board meetings. And for me, being new, I find I'm attentive during the first, the second is less, and the third, I may or may not be here, you know, mentally. So, you know, to Scott's point, these guys are well-polished. They're very used to going in front of boards, and they're very used to steering what they want to talk about and things they want to talk about. When you put them in front of a panel, we may turn up knowledge, like Tim's saying, that we may be a sticking point that we want to uncover, maybe bring them in afterwards. Or we may learn that all of our managers feel this way, and this is just the way, and it provides validation for us as a manager as opposed to one manager coming here to independently speak. So that holds value. Does the in going to the institutional memory banks, Richard, have we ever done anything? Have we ever changed this form?
No.
We have.
Oh, it's evolved.
It has.
We used to have two managers. Okay, balanced.
Yep.
And look where we are today. You know, it's and board members have complained for a long time about we don't have time to meet with all these. Ed Fleming, a former board member from a decade ago, he used to rag on it all the time. Do you know what I mean? And the format did move to where it is kind of now.
Okay.
But it's altered between having equities or having a mix or having in competition.
Okay, that answers the question. So then, and then Tim, with your experience prior to Cicera, were you ever part of a board as a consultant that did modify the structure of the presentations?
Modified the structure of the presentations, yes, but never going to a panel discussion.
Okay.
I had a client do an offsite. Again, they found it valuable, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that mental break of we're not discussing the usual topics, we're engaged in something else here today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like the panel thing. I don't think it's permanent. I don't think we're setting this in. We can always try this, and if we want to change it, and we can always bring investors in individually. And I also like the idea of custom tailoring and offsite forces here. I think that's a great idea. So, Jerry, Jerry.
I'm less intrigued with the offsite meeting only because it doesn't seem like it's anything new to me. I mean, there are 20 that we can go to a year, 30 that we can go to a year, and now there'll be one that Contra Costa will sponsor, which I think will be less illuminating for the board and probably more interesting for the public because they'll want to come in and see if they can get some individual tips. So if that's the service we're trying to provide, then okay, but I don't think it's going to be that helpful for the board. I have no problem with fine-tuning what we do and adding an extra board meeting if we want to. I'm sorry, Rusty, but opening it up to any discussion about making it also an administrative meeting, where we're going administratively, mm-hmm, I think you can add another day to that, and Marilyn will be up there the entire time. So I'm not too intrigued with the idea of doing the offsite because I just don't see any value in it.
Karen?
I agree with Jerry in that regard, because one thought I had when I was reading the packet on the offsite was, you know, the expense of doing that and just another meeting. I don't mind adding meetings. We can figure that out. I'm going to go with the hybrid, what Louis was saying. I think the panel, at least for me as a new person and maybe others, is illuminating because you hear from a variety of managers, and I like the concept you said where they would debate or you know, it keeps them a little bit more on their toes. When one manager comes in, they're going to say why they're doing the best job, and I'm sure they point out problems, but it wouldn't be their problems. It would be market problems, and that's good. We need to know that. But I'd like to hear, in the variety of disciplines, I'll call them, real estate, equity, global, however you do that, that would be helpful to me. And then if we need special meetings, fine. But again, Louis was talking about those exceptions. As we roll this out, if we decide to for a year or two to see how it goes, I still think we need to see people that are good, because it keeps them on their toes that they don't have, well, that was Contra Costa and we're doing good, and they're not. We are watching them, but they may think we're not as in tune to them. So I'm going to go sort of with a hybrid thing, although I don't think we need the off-site. If we need additional special meetings, then let's schedule them. The panel, I like that idea along with what we're doing now. So however you might come back with a recommendation as to how to structure that, that would be my suggestion.
Whether it's off-site or on-site, it doesn't matter to me. I thought, though, that, again, it would give us an opportunity to customize a conference, if you want to call it that, to our needs, and hear directly from our fund managers, who may have a different philosophy than the ones we hear at Sackler's or elsewhere. But it also gives us insight into their thinking, how they would run our funds that we wouldn't otherwise hear at other conferences if they're not on those panels. So this makes it more personal mm-hmm. to our system if we had the fund managers here in a panel discussion. And you made a good point there, John, about, well, especially with real estate, knowing the latest of where our money's been invested in terms of real estate. And I would agree that maybe there should be a meeting. Maybe it could be part of another panel discussion or the on-site, off-site conference where we focus in on where our money is invested in real estate. But not to hear everything else about what we already know from the quarterly reports or we've heard through Tim or Milliman.
Well, and a suggestion, this may be a little off topic, but these reports, as I think Scott said, and they're wonderful. They spend a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of resources in them, but I don't drill down as much as maybe others do. I like the broader picture when we need to drill down. So if they could condense that a little bit sometimes, that's where I start my eyes glazing over. And it isn't that I lose attention. It's just that it's too far out there. So as they're making those presentations, however they are, I like the bullet point or the bullet point approach, and then we can dig as we ask questions because we do our homework. But sometimes I think they're a little too down here. I don't want to be up in the sky, but I'd like it sort of at this level, and then we can dig if we need to. But that's a personal preference. If others like it the way it is, it just would keep me more. I'm already engaged, but interesting, I guess.
I share that feeling. I think partially because Milliman has done a better and better job of distilling all those reports. I find myself relying a great deal on the Milliman report now. If anything, it's starting to get maybe a little long. But the presentation things that we get from the various groups, it's about two-thirds sales. It's the same thing. It's the overview, reminding you who they are, what they do, where their global offices are, how many, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, I just want to cut to the part that says, what are you doing for us? Mm-hmm. Not, you know, how many three people you added to the Taiwan office. You know, that's not high on my list.
Damn, I always wanted to know that.
The two in the Zurich office, I'm interested in.
As on the offsite, I know. I this is a nice office and we can handle our business here. But I find a lot of value in the panels as we're talking about here. But I'm actually kind of thinking that's a separate subject than what we started this conversation on, which was how to better deal with our individual managers. You know, it's no secret, quarterly meetings right now and hiring meters, you know, they don't sit here in the audience. The managers sit in the other room and wait. And I don't think what you're going to get in a panel discussion, because I totally agree with Scott, these people are, we got some top flight marketing people here, okay? That's how they make their living.
Marketing person here, yeah.
All right, that's how they make their living. And they're going to package something, and we're going to love it. It could be very informative, but it's not going to be focused on problems, because nobody wants to air any dirty laundry among them. I mean, it's a courtesy that they sit outside. They're dying to know what their competitors said. Okay? But I just think if we could just work it, an extra meeting is a burden for some people. I do understand that. But I think the panel would be very good. But I think we need to continue and set our same way of doing it, especially if we have an inkling of trouble. You know what I mean? Just and if that could have been an article that one of us read in the paper, do you know what I mean, that brings it up, and it's not to get a gotcha moment on a manager. But, you know, we do hear things from our different sources, going to a conference or something, or reading an article, and, you know, like a lot of times I'll look at something and I'll wait till that, if I know that manager's coming, then I'll ask. I don't consider it a fault if Milliman didn't pick it up or something like that. But I think the panel idea, just to raise everybody's kind of general about maybe the manager, how they fit into our fund. Do you know what I mean? And that would be helpful, but I don't think it's going to be insights if there's, you know, if we have Mohammed up there from PIMCO and I don't know who, Robico's. I just don't see them. I don't see them challenging one another.
Well, but, you know, you could have a situation. Imagine if we'd have been able to have the distressed real estate investment groups that we interviewed. I know those were interviews. That was not current managers. In the same room on the same panel discussing the benefits of direct investment in an asset versus the fund investment, because that would have put Sigurd Gough and I can't remember the other firm now, but you would have learned something from that, I would think. I did in separate time frames. I found it intriguing, to say the least, as to how they had such a disparate view of the same thing. But imagine having them together and then being able to Q&A them on it. To me, there's value in that, and I'm going to learn a lot about the subject that way, or maybe more than I do now on a one-on-one basis. So I do see some value in the process of learning for the board from a panel. I my own preference is I would prefer to do it here. I don't know that you need to go off-site. I think that, you know, this is a very suitable meeting room for purposes of inviting guests and having visitors and having a panel. So I'm not wedded to going off-site. Prefer here. But I do see value in that, I, you know, for what it's worth.
On that note, I'm wondering when we do hold these panel discussions, could they count towards our CEUs?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I like the way
educational, yes. I'm not sure about these. And the other concern that I have with the panel discussions is I think Tim would need to check with the managers to see if they're willing to do this, number one. And if they're willing to do this and present opposing positions during a recorded meeting.
And would this...
We need to do a little bit of research in the background.
Would this be
this.
Additional cost, or would we
no.
be benefiting from
no.
the fee we already pay?
They come anyway.
They do whatever we ask them, Rusty.
And why not take advantage?
That's fine. I think
they
that's
take
fine.
A lot of money.
Yeah, so it seems like we should be asking them to come here, at least annually.
We will have plenty of educational opportunities, but I don't think a panel discussion, unless it's a specifically educational, I don't think I would count that for continuing education.
Yeah, I think if it's debating the current positioning and why they're doing something for Cesera when they both have broadly the same guidelines.
Well, if you started the panel discussion with an introduction to the topic and you reviewed it with the staff or the board, so that before we go into the discussion, again, we have all our thoughts together, what we're going to hear.
We'll keep that in mind when we develop them. How's that?
Harvey?
Let me offer a little bit of perspective from the other systems, because I work with many of them, and we've been through this process. Every system, every board is going through this because of the explosion of the number of managers that we have. I mean, in the last 5 years, everybody moving into the alternative space and private equity, and you know, you've doubled and tripled the number of managers that are in the portfolio. And I've seen for years, Orange County, for example, has done an off-site, they call it a strategic planning meeting, and they do it once a year in September, and they invite managers in. Part of the purpose of that is because there are now so many managers, and they have to do a rotational kind of thing over a period of 3 years, I think they've got, that it gives the managers an opportunity to come in and talk about more global perspectives to them and still have that identity with the board. And they don't bring in their marketers, they bring in their investment people. In fact, that's required. I was just looking up because I've been working with the Santa Barbara Board on putting together their annual retreat coming up in March. I'll just give you an idea. And actually, they kind of marry. See, part of this is just doing layers. Some things have to come before the board. Some things you've got to let your investment consultant do. Some things the CIO does. And you layer this whole thing. And one of the layers that Santa Barbara uses is an annual retreat in February or March. And, for example, what they'll do is here in mid-morning a panel on global perspectives. The panelists are three current managers, domestic, international, and fixed. And then they have a reaction panel that asks questions. And the reaction panel would be you folks, board members, CIO, that sort of thing. And so they bring in the managers to talk about how they fit in that space. The next panel they've got is on socially responsible investing. Okay, they want to talk about that. So they have their investment consultant acting as moderator, and then the panel is made up of current managers who will give their perspective on how ESG investing impacts their portfolio and why they make certain decisions and why they don't. So it adds another layer of education. I'm on that panel. Then they go into infrastructure, for example, and their panelists are, again, three managers. So it's a way of bringing the managers in. Mm-hmm. They're not competing with each other. They're giving their individual perspectives on a broader issue. So that's one layer that is available. Works very well. I've been involved in it for 5 years now, I think, in Santa Barbara. And it really helps the interaction. You could do it in a room, the word offsite and just special meeting, I don't care if you do it here or do it somewhere else, but you want something where that is an informal surrounding that the public can attend as well. It's recorded, and they post it on their websites. And, it's another one of the layers that you might want to look at, take some of the pressure off of having to run managers through here unwrote, commercial presentations that are really of very little use. That's what you have in a consultant for in the CIO. Let them chew through that data.
Well, I was going to ask you, in the Santa Barbara construct, do they have a similar setup where the investment consultant actually is primarily charged with the day-to-day, month-to-month direct oversight of managers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But the investment policy statement sets up certain guidelines and reporting requirements and puts a lot of burden. And the contracts with the investment consultant are very granular about, we expect you to report on X, Y, and Z throughout the year and a quarterly on this. And that's why you pay the big bucks to an investment consultant.
The quarterly thing, I would continue to want Milliman to do the quarterly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best piece of me adding to that. It's a lifesaver.
Marilyn? Just to summarize this discussion.
Does this clarify everything for Tim?
This is what I got out of it, and hopefully Tim's on there too. The general direction is so far that we don't really have the support for an offsite. We can do things here. We want to see our current managers if there's issues. And during our special board meetings, and we may need to add one or two more, you'd like to have an educational piece, whether through a panel or some other form of education. And through a panel, it's another way to get our current investment managers here. I guess the only piece that I'd like to know is, would you like us to also deal with the managers and not have their marketing folks show up and have the portfolio managers? Or what?
Absolutely. For a panel discussion, there will be no marketers up here.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I like that.
That's not
negotiable. Like that.
Okay.
I mean, one of the issues.
But they wouldn't do that anyway.
One of the issues here is one of the issues is that we are feeling that we're not being able to see all of our managers. So if we could do maybe on an alternating annual basis. Have the managers come in that we want to have issues with, and then the managers that we don't see on our current plan, have those involved in a panel discussion. And in that way, we can kind of hit four or five in a group at one time, and then throughout the year have our current managers come in and do their regular presentations that they've been doing.
How many managers do we have?
We have 39 managers, 56 strategies.
And then, as a further mix to this, the managers that we don't get to see in this sort of strategy in a given year, then we do an on-site for them. So that way, we either see them in a panel, we see them individually, or we see them in their shops.
Every 2 years.
And it basically, it'd be a two-year cycle. But I think the panel thing would be much more interesting if we rolled in a big cart of money and said, we have this amount of money. Tell us why you should get it, as opposed to...
That would be really good.
They should get it. I think it'd be better if they brought the money and we said, we're going to take
it. That's right. Bring all the money that you have with you now.
The gold bars.
Richard?
Yeah, I just think this panel thing, to raise general awareness, would, I think, be a great thing to prep the board for asset allocation talks. To hear a panel talk about their sector, maybe global versus, how do we term it when we call it international on a global manager? But do you know what I mean? On that perspective, just to raise our awareness, and there, having an industry sector talk would give us, I think, a real broad perspective. And we're going to do asset allocation next year or the year after?
2014.
So that panel, that could be, and again, we grab our managers because somehow we have faith because we've given them money, and they could tell us. I think that would be extremely helpful if we're even contemplating making even a small change. Like whether we go private, you know, more private equity, or whether we go more bonds, more equity, or that global versus non-global, but the panel thing, and we'd also know how they feel about it. You might have our domestic equity people spend a lot of time telling you why you shouldn't be global. And I think the global guys will spend just as much time telling you why you should be global. But I think that would really be enlightening. And I certainly know if we already pay them, we'll get their investment guy to be here.
And I don't know if we want to make it a competition between them, or actually give one or the other money. But I
that was a joke. Facetious.
Well, no, but
race
step into the octagon.
Yeah.
But I want to hear why they feel their strategy is still important, that we keep our money with them. You know, and it may be a sales idea, but I need to hear from them why they feel the market's stronger over here for them with our money, and how well they think it's going to do by the end of the year, or through the year. So anyway.
Gabe?
I just think it should be informative, not competitive. So I think, along with what he's saying, we just have them go there and educate us.
Be less interesting, but...
True.
Or less entertaining, maybe.
Well, those quarterly reports that we get from them, a lot of them have attached to them their market analysis or forecast, whatever. How much time do you have to read all those? Along with everything else, you got to read between them. It's hard, but it'd be nice to hear a verbal summary of them in person, if we could, as opposed to trying to find the time to read them. Not always easy.
Right. Some are more slanted than others. Some are more straightforward and disregarding what product they're selling as.
Okay, so do we want a motion or direction? If I have that.
Sounds like the other direction. I don't know.
Any kind of direction, and let Tim kind of play around with it and see where we want to go.
I'll come back in January with a proposal for the March special board meeting for panel discussions.
Great. Okay.
Great.
Good.
Sweet.
Thank you for bringing this up.
Absolutely.
Nice short item to start with.
We're moving
right along.
That's going to be 5 minutes, but.
Okay. Item seven, next year's administrative budget.
So you have the budget in your packet. I'd like to go through some of the issues that you know that